Okay, so Jeff, you were a kid. You were a kid sport kid. That's what we're told, right? You grew up needing kid sport.
That's correct, yeah. So I grew up in a family of five with a single mom who worked two jobs, worked very hard, but still we lived below the poverty line. Mm-hmm. And, so, I mean, for me, sport initially was an experience of exclusion where we weren't able to participate. It was often sitting out even for, like, rollerblading or activities that would come to the school. Wouldn't be able to afford it, so we'd sit out from it. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah, always a feeling of knowing that we were different and that we weren't fitting in, and that, just kind of added to the fear and concern that a youngster already had for my financial situation. And I think a lot of times people think that kids aren't aware of their socioeconomic status, but I know for me, at least, it absolutely was. That all changed. And I remember when I first heard about kids sport, me and my siblings were walking to school, and I was thrilled. With kids sport, just my understanding was that we're going to be able to play any sport that we wanted to. So we were jumping up and down thinking we're going to play soccer, we're going to throw darts, we're going to play tennis. We didn't know what we were going to do.
Pricey venture, that darts.
Yeah, exactly. But we didn't know what we were going to do, but we were just excited that we could join in and do something.
Okay, so you didn't have an activity of choice. Like, hockey wasn't your specialty or anything. You just wanted to participate or get involved in sports somehow. And mom would always say, like, I'm sorry, I can't afford it. Organized sports, really expensive.
Right.
And then you heard about kids sport and went, okay, I'm going to choose what I want to do here.
Yeah, exactly.
And did it happen, like, immediately? Then you were playing sports? Is that how it works?
It was very quick. It would have been early spring that we found out about it and then signed up for spring, summer community soccer after that. So it was a very quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. So we started out with soccer and then eventually, developed a love for football. We started playing football around me and I have a twin brother. We started playing football around the age of 12. Mm-hmm. Fell in love with the game and met coaches that we're still in touch with and that really influenced every aspect of our life growing up and friends that we're both still in touch with. And then, through playing football, it went well and excelled at it. And so I ended up being offered a scholarship to play football at the University of Alberta.
Golden Bears, Dylan.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And, I wouldn't have gone to university had it not been for sport or not been for my access to the sport in the first place.
All right.
So this really changed your life around.
100%. Yeah. I went from, zero thought that I'd ever go to post-secondary and then did my undergrad, did a master's degree, did a doctorate degree and working as a physiotherapist
now. See what happens if you go to kids sports?
Yeah.
You become a damn doctor.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing, right?
I thought the story might end up with you dropped out or something, but it turned out pretty good.
It's a real success story. Well, wow, that's amazing. Good for you. And when you were using kids sport, and I'm a little familiar with dealing with kids sport, I've been involved with a lot of minor sports for a while now, including football in St. Albert, but it year after year after year, you keep coming back to them. Is it a one-time only thing? Because it sounds like, you know, it you were able to afford a lot of access because of kids sport, not just for one season so that you could start saving money to play a future season. It continued to happen.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, there's a certain amount that's allotted per child or per adolescent, and so then every year that's going to be renewed, that they're going to be able to access more funding and continue to stay active in their sport. Mm. Again, these are kids who are not able to access it on their own. And I think it's easy to forget that there's folks in our city and in our province that are living below the poverty line, but it's a real thing. And sport has such a positive impact on kids
If I'm following the story correctly, and sometimes I get things messed up, following correctly, you buy a 50-50 ticket for $5,
uh-huh.
Half goes to kids sport, half goes to you, and then we make doctors?
Yes. Yeah, there's a few things that happen in between, Dylan.
Wow.
But that's just the small print. You're 100% right.
That's amazing.
Sport obviously gets expensive, right? My fiance's son is in competitive hockey, and the number of tournaments and you know, like the cash calls and camps and all of those things, they just keep piling up.
Crazy.
So that's awesome. Where did you go play high school football?
It was in Calgary, actually. It was at Crescent Heights High School in Calgary.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you for sharing your story. That's amazing. And it's funny because there are literally on every team, I would guess this, on every team or in every organization,
that right now, if you're listening, that your son or daughter is involved in,
yeah,
there's probably at least one or two kid sport athletes.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Right?
It's crazy.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
It's absolutely everywhere. And so that's how many doctors we're going to have, apparently.
Right. Yeah,
it's pretty good. It, so. Yeah. It's pretty good. How that's did your career go with the U of A? Was it pretty good, pretty rewarding?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun playing football. I played football for, I was on the football team for a couple of years, and then ended up running with the track team after that. So it was, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right, genetic lottery. Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. See you later. Nice to talk to you. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.